It would come as no surprise that, as Price reminds us, the original U.S. Constitution limited political power to white male property owners, and that the first human rights victory of the citizens of the new nation came when white males without property won the right to vote. Non-white males followed only much later. Women, of course, came later still. So, do we in the United States finally have democracy? Hardly. We are no longer ruled by a landed gentry, but rule remains in the hands of a propertied aristocracy. It isn't just some innocent fluke of history. As Price elaborates, the legal code of the rights of property was inserted into the Constitution, written by and for the owners of stolen property and the enslaved who worked it. It isn't much of a stretch to suggest that the original Constitution was written to enshrine a U.S. dictatorship of the propertied class. I'm especially intrigued by the distinction Price makes between personal property that an individual has earned through his or her labor and privileged property that secures the rights of a propertied elite. I often note that I believe private property is such a good thing that everyone should have some. By this I mean that all people should have a secure right to the property on which they depend for their basic livelihood. The land.